support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Joining me here at the KUAC studios, it's 10 Strings and a Goat Skin, and the Jeremy Kittle Band will be up in the second hour of Alaska Live today. Hey, guys, thanks for joining me here at KUAC.
Yeah, of course. Our pleasure, Lori.
And Jesse, would you do the? Oh, Jesse is not on the mic. So
Jesse's not on the mic.
Caleb or Rowan is going to have to do the honors of introducing the band.
Right. Okay, cool. So my name is Rowan. How are you doing? I'm going to be playing the fiddle for the next little bit here for you guys. In the center, we have Mr. Caleb Gallant, my younger brother, on percussions and vocals. And then over in the guitar is our good friend, Jesse Perriard.
Great. And what are we starting off with today?
We're going to start off with a set of four tunes. We don't really have these recorded anywhere, so But lovely tunes nonetheless. The first two are slides from Southern Ireland that we learned from a good friend of ours. And then the last two are our own compositions to a couple of reels inspired from some PEI kind of colloquialism, I suppose.
PEI, Prince Edward Island.
You got it.
All right.
All right.
This is 10 Strings and a Goat Skin.
Yep.
Goat Skin. Thank you. Hey.
Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 strings and a goatskin join me here at the Alaska Live studios at KUAC. And Rowan, that song, that medley of tunes, that was really fiddle driven. It was guitar driven. It was percussion driven.
For sure.
You give each member of the trio a way to drive the song.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's kind of hard, you know, especially being a young, you know, a traditional group. You know, you're limited to acoustic instruments and what they can bring in terms of dynamic. Being able to kind of sort that out, but you know, sort energy between the three members. You know what I mean? It's not like we have an additional, you know, melody instrument or something that can harmonize on top of it. You know,
did give Caleb two percussion instruments, though.
Yes, we did. Yeah, I guess that's.
Well, I mean, the whole foot percussion thing is really just a lifetime of fidgeting brought to good use. Basically was doing it on stage anyways, and I just stuck a microphone on my foot, and that was that.
Because you have special shoes and your board that we've
honestly,
now taped
just,
down.
They're just dress shoes.
That kind of the traditional instrumental stuff is pretty fun. Yeah. You know, we typically start a show off with that stuff, you know, gets people into it.
Definitely. And you are self-described power trio, which I love that term for what you've got going on. And we just talked about, you know, you all kind of drive the force in this.
Yeah, of course.
And you're steeped in tradition, but you're also, you branch off and put your own influences in there, whether it's rock or jazz or, you know, what it is, you put those in there too. And I'm sure you'll share some of that music too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If you like what you hear now here on Alaska Live, these guys will be up at Ski Land tomorrow. And Ski Land is up off the Steese Highway, I do believe. And you can find out more information about that benefit going on tomorrow at 7 o'clock at 456-1454. And the benefit is for the Interior Alaska Cancer Association. And that's going up at Ski Land tomorrow night. And it's a night of music, appetizers, desserts. And it's just beautiful up there. So do find out more about that at the Far North Fiddle Fest website. And 456-1454 is the number to call. And boy, that's going to be a great night of music up there at Ski Land.
We're pretty excited about it. Yeah. Supposedly this is the first year that they're doing it up at Ski Land. So yeah, we're kind of like, yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. But we're kind of honored to have been chosen as the, yeah.
We just drove past there on Monday when we're coming back from a camping trip, and the trees are all turning gold the tundra is all turning red.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's just so perfect because we love this time of year, and it's happening here right now, but it's not quite happening yet on Prince Edward Island, so we get it now. When we fly back home, we get the same, like, you know, warm into this nice, cooler weather. So it's like, we get to transition twice.
Prince Edward Island is on the eastern side of Canada, and you're a little south of Fairbanks, where we are, so your fall would...
Quite a bit
south. So your fall would be a little later.
Exactly.
Ah, beautiful.
Just super nice.
Experience this niceness twice.
You're chasing the colors.
There we go.
Well, what's next?
Oh, for musically?
Sure.
You mean, okay, very good. I thought not in life. Okay. Well, maybe we'll get to that later.
We'll talk about the next stop on your tour after Ski Land after this next song.
Sounds good.
Caleb, do you want to take this one?
Which one are we doing?
Okay.
Well, we're going to play the title track off our brand new album. And it's called Au près du poil, and translated into English, that means around the wood stove. And we kind of put this one together when we were thinking a little bit about what we call wood stove culture. I wrote this little poem in French about the doldrums of winter and bringing people into your home and kind of creating a little sense of community around a wood stove with good food and music and things like that.
So those folks that are listening that have just spent the summer in Fairbanks and they may be from Florida or Texas, they're going to need that explained. But those of us who have wintered in Fairbanks, we are going to feel it.
I'm sure that it's just way worse here, but the inspiration behind this was a winter two seasons ago where we had 18 feet of snow over the course of the winter, and it was just like, totally ridiculous. So anyways, this is Au près du poil.
Au
Nice harmonizing, you guys.
Oh, thank you very much, yeah.
You really can't beat family harmonies, and so that was great.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And well, thank you for explaining what that song was about, because I can only understand the universal international language of music, not French.
Oh yeah, exactly.
That's fine.
The language, sorry, the language of love is certainly less universal.
So growing up in Prince Edward Island, did you learn both French and English at the same time?
Yeah. So Caleb and I, you know, we're born and raised on Prince Edward Island. And though our families are not French speakers, they kind of had the culture. It's kind of one of these things where a lot of people kind of like lost the language.
Yeah.
So
oh, really?
Used to be a French-speaking family, traditionally.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But we were the first generation in three that have kind of like started speaking French, you know, and we went to school like kind of full time. It wasn't just like an immersion program. It was like a full French program. Jess, on the other hand, comes from New Brunswick, and his dad's, you know, with the RCMP, he's moved around a whole bunch, and his dad, you know, is from Quebec, so he's a French speaker
speaker.
Kind of spoke it all his life. So yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity kind of growing up there and being able to do both. And now that we're kind of touring, we get to kind of experience both languages as we tour, you know.
It's just a really lovely opportunity as well on Prince Edward Island, because there's such a lovely, supportive, welcoming music community on both sides of the language. So we kind of were able to play on both and be kind of like, pushed forward that way. It's great.
And you guys aren't so far out of school. You're a pretty young group.
I
don't know. You appear to be in your 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually just 20, yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. And so you, your brothers and you... probably from a musical family? You were playing music all your lives?
Yeah. So, Caleb and I were definitely from kind of a musical family. No one really did it professionally except for one, you know, uncle. Everyone else kind of just did it as a hobby. But
how did it occur to you to take it from that hobby living room to the stage?
Well, it was like kind of a really organic process. You know, I mean, everyone, when I say professionally, I mean like kind of like gaining their living. But everyone did... you know, variety concerts and pageants and things like that. And, you know, you'd grow up and you'd do the, you know, the local, you know, fundraiser at the church to paint the parish house and all this stuff. You
and
know?
Honestly, I don't think it would have probably gotten past that had we not gotten Jesse to start playing with us, because other than that, we were playing with our mother on the guitar and stuff. And at that point, it's just a hobby, you know. And then once we started getting Jesse to play with us and stuff, and he was getting interested and he was getting more and more pumped on traditional music, then we all really wanted to push for other things, you know.
And Jesse, can you jump over to a mic? It's 10 strings and a goat skin, and these guys will be playing out at Skiland tomorrow night at 7, and you can find tickets for that benefit for the Interior Alaska Cancer Association at Alaska Camera, and that's in the Shoppers Forum Mall on Airport Way. And every band from the Far North Fiddle Fest will be playing at Saturday night's concert at 7 p.m. at Davis Concert Hall, so catch all of the bands, all four of them, on Saturday night at 7 at Davis. So, Jesse, do you remember when you first met the brothers?
Yeah, I do. I met Rowan in high school, just going into the seventh grade. Actually, he came to my school in Charlottetown, and I met him there. And we, to be honest, we didn't get along actually to begin with. It's only after about 2 years, I think, of getting to know each other in class that we started becoming friends. And I met Caleb the year right after that. And it's not until I think the eighth or ninth grade, that we started, that the guys asked me to join them. And I knew nothing about traditional music, so they kind of showed me the ropes. And now we're in Alaska playing traditional music. So, I mean, like Rowan says, very organic, but pretty quickly as well. Yeah,
from teenage, like clashing to,
almost best friends, I guess. I guess I kind of like him now, I guess. Yeah.
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 He's the third brother of the group, anyways.
He is. He's the brother from another mother, and you don't have to have your mom touring with you now.
Yeah, and hope she's not finding some way to tune into this broadcast. So that'd be
she. But you know, she raised you well, and I'm sure she's proud of you.
Yeah.
And she probably has other things to do than tour around with a bunch of stinky boys.
Of course, yeah, getting stinkier all the time.
No. It's not smell-o-vision, but these guys, you know, they're fine. They're from Canada.
It's big room, though.
They're groomed. It's 10 strings and a goat skin here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And I want to ask you about your name. In my promotion that I wrote up, it was 10 strings and a goat. And has that ever been the name of your band? Or
no, it's,
did
no,
I just
it's never,
have it wrong?
I just had it wrong.
Uh-huh.
But that's all right. It's not exactly an easily pronounceable name. Like, it's not, yeah, exactly. So we only
missing one word in it, really.
Yeah, well, and Caleb, if you're just using a goat as your percussion instrument, that would probably bleat out of tune.
Yeah, and I don't think United States Customs would be so easygoing about bringing a goat in and out of the States. Yeah.
But the goat skin refers to the
Bowron.
So, and that's the drum that you've been playing, and boy, it really drives the beat. It's really cool. And is it really a goat skin on there?
It is. It is actual goat skin. Right. Yeah.
That's very traditional.
It is. Yeah. It's traditionally, it's done with goat skin, and you can get it, you know, make those drums made with all sorts. But the particular maker that I get my drums from, he only goat skin. That's
keeps
all.
It old school.
Keeps it old school for sure.
What happens if you're a vegan and you want to play the Bowron?
Well, you don't need to eat it.
Vegan lifestyle.
Vegan lifestyle.
Vegan lifestyle.
No leather. I guess you could get, you can actually get, there's some people who actually get timpani. Skins put on the drums,
and those are
they're
synthetic.
Actually great unless it's humid, and then they're like the worst things in the world. but yeah, you can do all sorts of stuff. Yeah, you can do whatever you want, really.
And Prince Edward Island, that is a humid, rather rainy coastal place.
Yeah, it is. It's a real pain sometimes, but luckily this drum is tunable.
Nice.
My old ones weren't, and pretty much if you showed up to a gig and it was a humid day, it was like playing a piece of cardboard, really.
Oh. Well, congratulations on the upgrade. And what will you be playing next?
We're going to play a song off our first kind of my big boy album, I suppose. It's a song called The Night They Moved the House, and it's an old family legend, actually. So it's a story that happened to our great-great-great-grandmother. It's a pretty wonderful little tale. Effectively, what happened in this story is that she was on the verge of being evicted from her home by this nefarious character from a neighboring community, and by the name of Joe LaBelle, and he had kind of like through some loophole in a contract that he had signed with the family, he was going to take possession of her home, have her evicted, you know, take possession of her properties and stuff, and you know, coming from a small community, people get wind of this stuff and they seek to do something about it. It's kind of Rustico. Or where we're from, a little small town called Rustico, you know, as a lot of other small French-Canadian towns, you know, people have each other's backs. So the people kind of banded together, and they brought kind of lever log and pulley and sleigh, and they assembled by in the dead of night by the sounds of the church bells at St. Augustine's Parish. And they walked down to the widow's house and picked it up off its foundation, drug it across a frozen pond, placed it down on an adjacent property. So when Don came and Joe LaBelle and the sheriff came waltzed down the lane to evict this old lady, the house wasn't there anymore. Yeah, it's a pretty amazing little tale. Yeah,
well, what a great tale. I can't wait to hear the song.
Yeah, totally. So, night they moved the house.
Before the dawn, when Joe LaBelle arrived, he found his prize already gone. We rang the church bells in the night, we worked until the morning light, brought our lamps, sleighs, and mare to save the widow's home. Across the big field out upon the well, moved this house before the dawn. Joe LaBelle arrived, he found his prize already gone.
Crowd pleaser there.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, 10 strings and a goat string, goat skin. Oh, goodness, 10 strings and a goat skin. I've got it. That was a traditional song, or that was a song you had written from an old story of your great, great, great
grandmother. You got it. Yeah,
and she was the widow that they were going to move her house, or the bad, bad slumlord was going to...
Exactly. It's the slumlord. Yeah. Slumlord
the Rustico
Rustico
slumlord.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know if they called them slumlords back then.
Well, the population was like 700 people. So right. Yeah, it's hard to have a slum, but, you know.
He was going to move the house and... or no, he was going to take possession of the house, but people moved it instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's
exactly.
So great.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool little story. And one of the cooler parts about that is that... In fact, our uncle lives in that house, actually.
That house is still standing.
Oh,
yeah.
It's being lived in. Yeah.
In its new spot.
Yeah.
In new
its, well,
spot.
Yeah, yeah, it's been moved a couple times, probably more.
Oh, and, okay.
He and his family live in it, and it's pretty amazing. It's a wonderful
greatly
little area.
Renovated, though. You got a
greatly renovated.
Pretty friggin' would have been a really small old structure.
Oh, we know all about adding on to cabins here in Alaska.
For
we know
sure.
all about that. I've got it in my mind what that old house looks like now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And you guys are doing some workshops while you're here in Fairbanks also. And those are going on up at Ski Land also, as well as the benefit for the Interior Cancer Association tomorrow night at 7 at Ski Land. You're doing workshops in the mornings and during the day on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And can people still sign up for those workshops, or do you know?
I believe so.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can find out more about that by Googling Far North Fiddle Fest. And
in fact, I think the link is on their Facebook. I was checking this morning, and it still says it's still up there. So I'm assuming you can still sign up for those classes.
Look it up on Facebook too. And so you'll be teaching percussion, and you'll be teaching fiddle and guitar, and be teaching singing and songwriting also.
No, I don't think so.
Gotcha.
I think mostly it's largely concentrated around like traditional dance and tune playing and all that stuff. Yeah, so I'm not quite sure if they do have any singer songwriter workshops. They could be, but we are not teaching them.
Got it. but the other bands that are involved with the Far North Fiddle Fest, maybe the Jeremy Kittle Band will be up after these guys, and the Edin McMahon Summer, and Leela and Ellie Grace are also part of the Far North Fiddle Fest 2016. And I guess Leela and Ellie Grace, they do some nice clogging and footwork too, is what I hear.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. We got to, we actually were doing another radio program with them this morning.
And just, excellent.
Yeah, lovely, lovely old time players.
Uh-huh.
Really excited to kind of see if we can learn some stuff as well. You know, that's one of the best parts about these things.
It is. Workshops are not just for the local participants. They're for the artists, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And you guys will all be in concert Saturday night at Davis Concert Hall, and that starts at 7. And tickets will be at the door and as part of the Far North Fiddle Fest. And I know that you've done some work with Leonard Podolak, from the Ducks, and oh man, the Ducks were on many years ago here on Alaska Live, and your band reminds me a lot of them in a way that you've taken traditional music and you've taken it with your own spin on it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's always been the objective, mm-hmm. And we got to, over the past like 3 years, do a couple festivals with the Ducks. We got to know Leonard quite well, and
they're Canadian also.
Yeah, they are. So they're from Winnipeg.
Okay.
Amazing people, and Leonard especially. You know, we kind of had a really tight connection with him, and in the end, he at Rhythm and Roots in Rhode Island on stage, he kind of like made a comment. He was just like, "Well, I hope these guys ask me to produce their next record," and we were just like kind of totally smitten. We were just starstruck, and we're just like, absolutely. So it ended up happening this year, and it was an amazing, amazing process. Yeah, we were super, super, super lucky to have worked with them.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would have that album with you if it were not for the airlines losing it, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah. The British Airlines, we were just on tour, actually, over in England.
Oh.
And British Airlines were not intent on us selling any merch this tour, so that's
maybe
too
they'd
bad.
Like to buy all of them.
Maybe exactly. I'm thinking just like the stewardesses just like have them kind of like in their pockets and stuff,
that's
like
right.
that. You know.
We shipped some from home base in Prince Edward Island while we were gone. Got someone to ship them over, so hopefully we'll have them today or tomorrow. That'd be great.
Definitely by Saturday, I bet.
Yes, definitely by Saturday we will have albums.
Because people will want to take part of 10 strings and a goatskin home with them. And it's nice that you brought the band here to Alaska Live. And but it would be nice when you get your recordings shipped to you.
we're excited about that.
Yes, I bet.
Because we're not done after Alaska either.
where to next?
Oh, we're going down to Milwaukee and then Michigan Irish Festival after that. So
great.
Yeah.
And so you are on a festival circuit of sorts, I bet.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's kind of a mix between Soft Cedar Art Centers and festivals. It's been a really nice mix between the two. I mean, we had two major festivals in the UK. Well, on the UK tour, we did Denmark and then the UK as well. So, yeah.
And traditional music with your own spin on it, that plays well over in Europe and England and such too, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
They've been picking up a lot of Americana bands and inviting them to festivals there too lately. So it's really becoming worldwide.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just there is obviously a connection, a link to be made with that music, and, mm-hmm. and people are kind of interested to see what the distance of the Atlantic Ocean has kind of done to it, you know what I mean? And, and you know, they kind of recognize their own traditions and in what we're playing, but on top of that, it's just kind of something a little bit different, you know?
I recognize some Athabascan fiddling in what you guys are doing because...
Well, it'll be French-Canadian, you know what I mean? And it just kind of makes its way.
All kind of traveled with the fur trade and...
You're right,
yeah.
It's one of the coolest elements of kind of doing this music is being able to kind of trace roots and connections between, you know, modern musicians and stuff like that.
It's that... Yeah. Translated into our own and then translated into yours. And
really
very neat. 10 Strings and a Goat Skin is from Prince Edward Island, which is all the way on the east coast of Canada, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And you say you're from Prince Edward Island, but that's the province?
Yep, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so it's smallest province in Canada.
Yeah.
Very, very, very minute.
Well, let's hear a closer because I know the Jeremy Kittle Band is next door and they are warming up and getting ready to come on the show. So let's hear the finale.
Perfect. Yeah. So we'll do another set of tunes. Yeah. This one's called the Ukrainian Expedition. So four tunes. Three of them are ours. One's the traditional Irish number. So the first tune, Ukrainian Expedition. The second one is the traditional Irish. So that's called Coal Miners. Third one is a tune that it's based off a culinary delight from Eastern Canada called Mustard Foldies, which is a piece of white Ben's bread, some mustard, and you fold it. Yeah. It's vegan. There you are. So, in case you know, with the goat skin and all that stuff.
I was definitely going to ask about poutine just next.
Exactly. And then the fourth one is called La Rille du Raclette. So, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. 10 strings and a goatskin here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Jesse Pirard, you pretty good on guitar, and Caleb Gallant, drums, vocals, and Rowan Gallant on fiddle and vocals. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Thanks so much for having us.
And we will see you either tomorrow night or Saturday or both.
Perfect.
All right. And up next is the Jeremy Kittle Band. We'll have a little bit of time for setup and let these guys get out of here. And up next is the second part of Alaska Live. Thanks for joining me. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. You are tuned to KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks. Up next, it is the second half of Alaska Live featuring the Jeremy Kittle Band, and I have Jeremy Kittle himself to introduce the band.
Hey, everyone out there. Jeremy here. This is Joshua Pinkham on the mandolin today, Simon Crispin on hammered dulcimer, and Nathaniel Smith on cello. And we're psyched to be back in Fairbanks here on Alaska Live.
All right, and you can hear these guys on Saturday at the Davis Concert Hall at 7, also with the Far North Fiddle Fest. And so what's going to be first on the set list here?
Some tunes that have reached number one on the Fiddle Camp charts. The Boxing Reels.
All right. It is the Jeremy Kittle Band here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And we're changing around the microphones a bit during this session because we have three mics for four musicians, and that includes putting the mic back with the hammered dulcimer. You are in for a treat. the sound of the Jeremy Kittle Band here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And wow, lot different than the band that played previous to you here on Alaska Live. That was 10 strings and a goatskin. And Jeremy Kittle, you have more than 10 strings in your band.
I know, I counted recently.
Did you?
You know how many we have?
Yeah, I do.
Well, actually, with our guitar player, who's coming for Saturday, we have 116 strings. I thought that
so
might be like...
So here you have 110.
We have 110 today.
Yeah, 110 today. Yeah. I did the math just super quick on that one. the reason why you have over 100 is because the hammered dulcimer really racks
them
up.
He provides the bulk of the strings. He does, yeah. I only put in four. Uh-huh. Josh puts in eight on the mandolin, four for Nat, and then what's the rest?
Right.
Oh, yeah. That number, 80-something or whatever.
Simon probably knows how many strings he has to tune.
I was just going to make a crack about I have 100 strings, and I had to pick that last one to end that last tune on. But
Jeremy, you've put together this band recently, or has this been an ongoing project for you with this four or five?
It's been ongoing, actually. It's we're all kind of longtime friends and musical, you know, collaborators, and this project started 2010. When I needed a new band for my record release because my drummer moved to Europe. And instead of getting another drummer, I was like, well, you know, maybe we can have the same effect of drums, but actually open it up to mandolin. And and already we're playing with Simon here on dulcimer. So with Josh and Simon and Nat, we started playing together. And I was still in a string quartet at the time, touring full-time with the Turtle Island String Quartet out of the Bay Area in California.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Yeah, and then actually 3 years ago here, we met our guitar player this weekend and for this band, Quinn Bashan. So kind of we got the mega band here in Fairbanks this weekend. Super pumped.
Oh, so Fairbanks was instrumental, the Far North Fiddle Fest or the summer? The Far North Fiddle Fest was instrumental in putting your new-ish band together.
That's right. And we have a record that we recorded last fall, and we're just about to launch our Pledge Music music campaign for it. But it's all recorded, and we're really excited about it.
All right, so you're a crowdsource funding that one.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's the way to do it.
It is.
You know?
It is the new wave of how to get things done.
Exactly.
Public radio has been doing it forever. Mm-hmm. But, okay. I mean, you know, as far as public radio here in the States. And we were talking to the Canadians before you and off before the show, and we're like, oh, the CBC, they don't crowdfund it? No, it's all government funded. And we're like, well, yeah, you
different
crowdfund.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Alaska Live, and
thanks.
Welcome back to Fairbanks. You have been here Jeremy, you've been here with the Far North Fiddle Fest before.
Yeah.
And the Summer Arts Festival.
That's,
I think.
Well, I don't know if I've been here for Summer Arts Festival. You're talking about our future performance.
Yes.
Next summer, I hope. I have no idea.
Yes.
Just kidding. But we would love to play the Summer Arts Festival. So if you guys are listening, just, you know that we're happy to talk. But I've actually...
That's in July. This is in, you know, late August, early September all the time. So
I was here with another group for the very first time during the ice carving contest.
Oh, really?
And I still tell people all the time about, like, the owl and the seahorse that were like four stories high.
Just all lit up amazing. In ice. That's so cool.
Yeah, I tell them that they were 30 stories high. People are really impressed by the Fairbanksians.
Oh, indeed. Well, that was a really beautiful... Was that a medley of tunes that you
two
played
tunes.
First?
Mm-hmm. Two new original fiddle tunes.
Original, meaning that you've wrote these and arranged them for your ensemble.
Yeah, I did the kind of... maybe bulk arranging, maybe it would be fair to say, or like the kind of draft arrangement. And then there's a lot of just these incredible details these guys come up with. And it's just a joy to get to make music with them, these amazing musicians.
It's really intricate. I guess I would call it chamber music even, because, you know, four or five piece band with all these parts going on, you're passing around the solos and it's very intricate and very, very neat to hear. And if you're out there in Radio Land and you'd like to hear more of these guys, that will be on Saturday night at the Davis Concert Hall at 7 p.m. And tickets are at the door, and you can find out more about that at Far North Fiddle Fest on the web. What's next?
Well, funny you should mention chamber music. We usually save this one for a little later in the concert, but we're just going to let it out of the bag here. This is our arrangement of a Bach prelude for solo violin. So we've added a bunch of other things because Bach, you know, he kind of forgot to add the stuff that needed to be added. Nothing against him. You know,
he
he's
wrote
pretty
it all
good
for
all.
Solo cello in that case. Yes.
I'm just kidding. We worship the guy. Well, his music, you know. But this is actually originally for fiddle. For violin. And yeah, and so it's kind of embellished it in some ways.
Cool.
So I hope you enjoy it.
It's the Jeremy Kittle Band here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And there are four piece today, and on Saturday, they'll be five strong. On Alaska Live, you will hear tuning because it is real time, real live musicians playing in the studio. Those of you who love afternoon concert and classical music in your afternoon here on KUAC, that's the Jeremy Kittle Band playing a Bach solo violin suite, right? Not the solo cello.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was arranged for the four of you, and wow, really gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
And maybe I'll talk to Simon for just a second, and I know he's probably like, you know, somewhere in the corner, trading around a bit here on KUAC's Alaska Live. Simon, you play the hammered dulcimer, and in that case, maybe it had more of the effect of a harpsichord.
Right, yeah, pretty similar timbre.
Yeah, because it's got a lot of strings to it.
Right, yes.
They're hammered, as in a harpsichord, though the strings are plucked, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the dulcimer is almost kind of like piano before they figured out piano.
Right. It's an open piano.
Right, and now that they've got piano, I don't really have much of a reason to exist, but...
No, you know what, Simon? Pianists can be so difficult because they don't have to take their own instrument with them everywhere they go. You get to take your own piano-like instrument with you, but it's not.
This is true.
Yeah, so think about that.
It's especially exciting for the Southwest baggage customs.
Have you had some troubles at TSA and baggage?
Yeah, Southwest is pretty good. I have to say Alaska is kind of the best with the oversized bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alaska Airlines definitely knows we ship coolers a lot and skis and snowboards and such.
And air miles
for
that.
Yeah, air miles are that. Yeah. You're here, Simon Christman, you're here with the Bee Eaters on Alaska Live a few years back. And you're here for a concert. And I remember I kind of had to delay the show because you were driving all the way from Tok to Fairbanks in a snowstorm.
Right. Yeah, I think it was a little later in the year.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that was quite an experience. So beautiful coming up from south up to here.
And are you still playing with Bee Eaters also?
Yeah, we're not doing a whole lot this year, but we're still around.
Cool. Well, these bands are all from this acoustic, new acoustic tradition, and they sound really great. I love what you've been doing with this band, too.
Well, thanks. Yeah. It's great to get to be here.
Yeah. And do we know what's next on the set list? Maybe we get Jeremy back to announce that.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to play. Actually, this is an homage to a journalist that some people will know about named Daniel Pearl, who was killed in 2001 and is well known. There's a Daniel Pearl Foundation now. What's not actually that well known is that he was a fiddler as well, and he would take his fiddle around. And so there was an instrument made in his honor about 10 years ago or so. And I was very fortunate to be a recipient early on of that instrument for a year. It's passed on from kind of young student to the next. So I always wanted to write a tune kind of dedicated to the guy and to his ideas and his curiosity about the world, various cultures, and his understanding that there was, you know, this huge amount of ignorance, really, that's out there between different cultures. And so, and how problematic that is. So this tune seemed to finally kind of fit as an homage. And it's called At Home in the World, and it's named after a collection of Mr. Pearl's writings.
Jeremy Kittle Band here on KUAC's Alaska Live, playing live, and you can also see them on the Davis Concert Hall stage, along with the other Far North Fiddle Fest musicians on Saturday night at 7. Thank you. The tune is just so achingly beautiful, Jeremy Kittle. And you wrote that for Daniel Pearl, the journalist
That's right.
who was killed. And I think I saw on KUAC television a PBS special where his parents are working towards peace and justice and reconciliation. And
yes, yeah.
How amazing that their son was killed while he was a journalist, and that they are working towards peace and reconciliation.
And I think they know that that would have been in his interest and his wishes, and needless to say, a really good idea, you know?
Yeah. And have they heard this song that you wrote?
I haven't sent it to them yet. I've met them years ago, but we haven't released it. So when we release it, and I plan to share it with them as well.
Great. Yeah. Well, you guys are playing the benefit concert on Saturday, and that's for the FMH Hospice Program. And so all proceeds of the Saturday's show at 7 at Davis benefit the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Hospice Program. And what a wonderful program that is for the last stages of life for folks and family. And you're playing with the rest of the bands that are here as far as the guests for the Far North Fiddle Fest. And you're also doing workshops up at Ski Land.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man.
We're doing workshops Saturday and Sunday, open to the public. And really looking forward to that, teaching all sorts of things for different interests, different musical areas. And we're also doing workshops, actually, with the high school orchestra here at West Valley.
You just came from West Valley before this show, right?
That's right. And they're killing it. They're doing so great. We're playing an old chart from my old band, the Turtle Island String Quartet, and they're just rocking it. So great.
Oh, wonderful. Recently, a couple times, I've had the Alaska Cello Intensive here at KUAC's Alaska Live, and I bet some of those kids are probably at West Valley that you've been working with.
Oh, yeah, there's some intense cellos. They're pretty great. We love them.
Nat, were you over at West Valley also?
I was. I was having a great time hanging out with those fabulous young cellists that will soon rule the world.
Right. Nat Smith plays cello for the Jeremy Kittle Band, and you've been here for Alaska Live before, and I think you were here as a duo with Jeremy.
That's right.
And have you been teaching in the meantime, or you've been mostly playing, or a combination of both?
Playing music with all kinds of different people.
Including, I saw Yo-Yo Ma. You recorded the songs of joy and peace.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's still in your bio, so I've got to name drop Yo-Yo Ma.
I love it. That was one day. But it was a great day.
One memorable day.
It was a beautiful day.
Who have you been playing with lately? I saw Sarah Jarosz was on your list of people you've been playing with, too.
Yeah, I played a lot with her. For like the past 5 years or so, we haven't done as much the past year. I've been playing a little bit with an artist from Nashville, Casey Musgraves, every now and then. She's a fabulous country singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff with a band, some buddies of mine called the Brotet. We're going to change that name one day, so
you're stuck with
it now. Stay tuned for that.
Nope, you're stuck with it now.
But yeah, playing all kinds. Just trying to play good music is all I'm trying to do. And I get to do it with these guys. So
man.
That's a blast.
Welcome back to Fairbanks with the Jeremy Kittle Band. And
thank you.
You'll be doing workshops. So if you want to learn from a great cellist, Nat Smith will be there along with Jeremy Kittle, violin and fiddle, and Joshua Pinkman with the mandolin, and Hammer Dulcimer with Simon Chrisman. And what a great band you guys are. What's next? I guess Jeremy should probably tell us. He's got the set list on his phone.
Yeah, I got a little set list here. I guess it depends how many do we have left? What's our allotment, Lori?
You have
got one.
Two or three left.
Okay, awesome. Great.
Yeah.
So we're going to play. This is actually one that is showcasing everybody and their soloing and all that. It's a Hendrix tune. This is a cover. It's an arrangement I did for Turtle Island, the old group I used to play with. And it's Hey Joe, the Hendrix kind of version of it, extrapolated for string quartet and then changed onto these instruments. Hammer dulcimer, of course.
The Jeremy Kittle Band joins me here at the Alaska Live Studios. I'm your host, I'm Lori Neufeld, and up next, the Jeremy Kittle Band's rendition of Hey Joe. Thank you. Jeremy Kittle Band playing a Hendrix tune, Hey Joe. And that is not the first time I have heard Jimi Hendrix rendered into a more classical version. What is it about Hendrix tunes that lend them so well to a group of stringed instruments like chamber music or ensemble?
Well, that one, I mean, that one in particular, you know, having that chord structure. And that's supposedly by a guy named Billy Roberts, actually, not by Hendrix, the original song. But, you know, it has that iconic kind of C to G to D to A back to E. And we're really an E, you know?
Makes so it's, you feel so good, too, yeah, somehow. That progression is good.
Right. Well, it's, you know, it's what is it doing? It's going up in fifths the whole time. So kind of, if you know about the circle of fifths in music, it's going backwards, which kind of makes it lift in a certain way. And but in this case, we're really aiming for E. So that gives a nice kind of amount of fodder, yes, to arrange for nice some strings. Yeah.
And you said you had originally arranged that for a Turtle Island String Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl Anger was just here.
Oh, awesome.
Recently.
He's a good friend of ours, yeah.
And were you in Turtle Island when he was in there?
I was not. We were separated by 15 years. people ask that all the time.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
But I did get to play in Daryl's band when I was about 20 or so.
Picked up a lot of those young upcoming string musicians in Republic of Strings. Was
exactly
that what it was called?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. A Republic of Strings with Daryl Anger played here. And at that time it was Rashad and some young fiddle players also. And oh, man.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's big inspiration.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a really nice arrangement of Hey Joe. And you start off the song before that was one that you've written. And so do you write songs in terms of what you have to work with this band, or do you write songs for just a solo and then you put together for the band that you're playing with? Because this is not always the same band that you've been playing with.
We have this core of guys, so it is pretty consistent, but it changes somewhat. So there are five of us who know all this stuff now, and we record it together as the five of us. I write often, we're actually with these guys in mind, and, you know, those are kind of the colors that we have to work with. So the hammer dulcimer really can give this kind of otherworldly thing or a percussive thing.
It really does give that like otherworld,
expansive
coming
quality
out of your dreams type of thing. Yeah,
yeah,
very cool.
And then with Nat, Nat's one of the most incredible rhythm players on cello, as well as just, you know, doing all the great kind of conventional cello things. Josh is a powerhouse rhythm player on mandolin.
You don't need no stinking drums.
We don't need no stinking drums, you know?
That's right. A lot to carry around.
Some foot taps, maybe.
yeah.
We'll amplify those.
Right.
But yeah.
Right. I should talk to Josh real quick. Josh is the one musician that is making your debut on Alaska Live. The rest of these guys have been here once or twice before.
Yeah, I was
Josh,
here at the festival.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here. I was here at the festival 3 years ago, but we didn't get to hang out then.
Right on.
Yeah.
And what band were you playing with then?
With Jeremy, actually, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I just happened to have a different band on that year, because every year on Alaska Live, I try to feature one of the Far North Fiddle Fest bands, and this year, I just couldn't choose between the two, because I knew the Jeremy Kittle Band would be great, because I'd heard you guys before, and I had not heard Tin Strings and a Goatskin, so I chose them also. So we did the double header today.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we heard those guys on the drive over. They sounded great.
Nice. Yeah. And Josh, you are an up-and-coming mandolin player, and I can see why Jeremy Kittle picked you out of, I don't know, some festival or something. is that where he met you?
Well, no, we actually met at a workshop.
Okay.
In New York with some really great musicians. I was led by Mike Marshall and Edgar Meyer. And,
oh, great.
People came in like Bela Fleck and Chris Thiele and Jerry Douglas. And so, we stayed in touch over the years from that. It was such a formative, fun thing for the both of us that, we just stayed in touch over the years. And when he got the idea to do this project, he gave me a call.
You could get Edgar Meyer to hold down the even farther bass line right there, you know.
If sure, we
someday.
Should give him a call.
Let's call him up.
Okay, yeah. That'd be great. And,
oh, Edgar, and when you're down? Okay.
And when
done.
It's been a dream of mine to have Edgar Meyer on Alaska Live, so bring him back.
Sweet, we will. We'll be back with Edgar.
And, you know, in the bio that's written up for the Jeremy Kittle Band, Joshua, you have a quote that David Grisman gives you high praise, and that's pretty cool to have.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to have David Grisman speak of you so highly.
Sure is, yeah. He's such a hero and such an inspiration, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And do you catch up with folks like, you know, some of your heroes, Chris Thiele and David Grisman, at festivals?
Sure, yeah. You always run into those guys. That's the nice thing about being in such a tight-knit musical scene is we get to hang out with the people that, you know, we kind of, you know, looked up to the most growing up. And
that must be one of the nice things about a festival culture these days, too. You have, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40 bands even at a festival.
Totally.
And you see each other between sets and in the evenings.
It's always a hang afterwards, and people are always playing music backstage or, you know, in front of the stage, hanging out with people, running around to different campsites at night. It's a blast. Mm-hmm. It's really, really fun.
Yeah. Are you guys headed to a festival after this?
No, we have this, and then we've got a little bit of time off, and then we're getting back together for some more things in a couple weeks.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you part of the workshop that's happening up at Ski Land too, so people can learn how to play mandolin like you do?
Absolutely, we all are. So we'll all be there, including Quinn, the guitar player, who's not with us here today.
Right. So you have a fifth member of the guitarist, Quinn, and he'll be up for the workshops and the benefit concert on Saturday, the hospice benefit concert that goes on Saturday at Davis at 7. And we should have one more tune.
Sounds good.
All right.
All righty.
So this is a tune that's called Epic Fiddle, actually. And I get a lot of flack for that name, but I think I'm sticking with it.
Well, you are the fiddle player, and it is the Jeremy Kittle Band, and it's Jeremy Kittle on fiddle, so you should have one song at least.
Thanks for justifying that, Lori, for my bad decision.
I'm here for you.
And in case we don't get to say after, thank you so much for having us on Alaska Live. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure.
Set the old mics. You boys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Epic fiddle, yeah?
Hey,
okay.
Well,
epic
fiddle.
Brother. One, two, three. Thank you.
That is how it's done. Wow. Thank you to the Jeremy Kittle Band, and it's made up of Nathaniel Smith, cello, Simon Chrisman, hammer dulcimer, Joshua Pinkman, mandolin, and Jeremy Kittle himself on fiddle. Wow.
Thank awesome. You so much for having us, Lori. Thank you, Alaska Live.
Yeah. Woo! We will see you back again someday. I can just feel it.
Yes, can't wait.
And you can see these guys on stage with the rest of the Far North Fiddle Fest guests on Saturday night at Davis Concert Hall at 7. More about that, if you just Google Far North Fiddle Fest, you'll find it. For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm your host, I'm Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.